So Trudy, you wanna?
Yes.
Are you gonna kinda summarize some of the reports of the board?
We'll put out a draft.
All right.
We're on right now?
We're on now.
All right, maybe come out of executive session.
All fair and say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we're out of executive session. Okay, is there any action to be taken on the items that were discussed in executive session? Anybody have any? No?
No, I have no action from the executive session. I believe that we're still gathering information.
So we, next item, number seven, was discussion and possible action on forming a subcommittee to carry on our oversight responsibilities.
I move the Chairman Supernaut appoint a three-member subcommittee to continue researching items surrounding the LLCs that live with the Osage Nation members.
Second.
All right, motion made in second. Did you get that, Dan?
No.
Did you bring a little paper? All right. No, you have notebook paper.
I have loose leaf notebook paper.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I know that you would make me write it after the fact, so I'll just write it now.
Thank you so much.
Are those ladies still here or did they?
They left.
Oh, okay. Well, she's writing up the motion. I'll let you read it and then we'll.
Okay.
Need the information on that.
I'm looking. This is getting. It's getting fancier. I mean, this is.
We're gonna be able to adjourn on time.
If I can write. Okay, my motion says I move Chairman Supernaut form a three-member subcommittee to perform further information gathering. Of the nation LLCs.
All right, motion made in second. Any discussion? My reason for wanting to do that is so that we can have a forum with just two people if necessary. So anybody else got anything? So I'll go with the motion. All fair and say yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I would like to appoint to that committee Maria Brown, Angela Pratt, and myself. Myself, I'm moi.
I accept the appointment.
Me too.
Me too. All fair and say yes.
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 We have no other business unless.
Sir, may I make a brief announcement on that?
What's that?
May I make a brief announcement?
Announcement?
Or just
on behalf of Tallgrass. It was just, I'm only here today, sir, to tell you that the LLC is conducting its own internal investigation with outside counsel of some of the allegations that have been made. And we're going to have, within the next week, a written report that will contain analysis of the legal findings, of the factual findings, of summaries of interview with, witness interviews. We're going to compile that into one summary, and for what it's worth, and we're going to present it to the board for its review. My name's Bill Searcy. I'm here on behalf of actually the board itself of Tallgrass and of Osage LLC. And they have engaged us, Barber & Bart's law firm in Tulsa. We've done other things for them too. And just to let the committee know that we are gathering that information internally as well. That process has been slowed a little bit. Mr. Holder's executive assistant lawyered up and would not conduct an interview with us. And so we've been trying to get through to his to her attorney to speak with her along with her attorney and have not been able to do so. So that's one of the things that has stalled the process, which we find interesting, but we're doing the best we can to sort through gossip versus fact. And that's I just like to report that to the committee, and I appreciate your time. And if there's anything you would like for me to relay to Tallgrass, to the board, I certainly will.
Maureen?
Well, it's good to hear that you guys are performing an internal investigation, but a lot of times information is not shared with this body. We've had difficulty getting information that we've repeatedly asked for. So I'm glad you're performing your internal investigation, but it does us no good unless you're going to share the information gathered that you get. Okay. I understand that it's a board that's paying for this, but for you to stand up and tell us that, I appreciate you letting us know why you're here, but if you don't share the information, it does us no good.
Well, I think that would be the intent, to share it with the whole nation. So we can help, you know, move them along, whatever we need to do.
So, how did they go about, was this a board action to do this investigation that was approved by the entire board?
Yes, the board? Yes it was. And then Tim also talked to me right before we left saying, just going there in an observing mode. Right now, we don't have anything to provide.
Okay, I guess I should rephrase. In an open meeting, this was voted on by board action?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Sorry.
I was at the board meeting. I don't remember that motion being made.
You were there?
I was not there. No, ma'am.
Hold on. McKay, were you there when they did it?
I am on the board, and I do not recall any of this.
Right.
Was it required to be?
And that's my understanding. Well, they should conduct their business in open meetings. Right. And that's how we operate. They know that's how we operate.
Sure, sure.
So you're just saying we are conducting it, and I want to know who approved that. And you
honestly,
said it was done by, so you don't know for sure?
I do not know for sure.
Okay. We also are going to be providing information.
Right.
We'll share with the board.
Thank you.
Our attorney Trey is going to be working on the report.
Right, because actually, if that had been done openly, then we would have known about it by now before you had to sit here all day to let us know that it was already been being conducted.
We had another person that we would have liked to talk to, but he got a lawyer, and he so far hasn't talked to us, so I don't know what you guys did to scare all of them. They're all lawyer now.
Well, that wasn't our intent. we tried to make it as informal as possible, just on an HR level. I mean, it wasn't, but...
Well, it's not common.
Right.
It's not common for an attorney to come in and talk to you on an HR level. Usually a board, a chairman of the
right.
board, your CEO would sit down and have a conference with you before they would go to investigating with attorneys and doing an attorney
right.
deposition-like inquiry. So,
well, we have had witnesses say that. If the board wants answers to questions, the board can come to us and ask us. But that, you know, that's, I've been told that myself, so.
Well, that's my thought, too. I mean, just, so you said you tried to do it in an HR setting. Well, an HR setting isn't an outside attorney sitting down and talking to your employees. So that's quite intimidating.
Well, but the allegations are quite intimidating. I mean, if you throw around...
Are the employees making allegations?
There are allegations floating around the office, sure. And those will be in the report. I mean, when you drag people's names through the mud and use allegations with no factual basis, I think it requires an attorney, and that's why we were engaged.
By who?
By the board, the Tallgrass board. Not by any person individually, if that's what you're asking, but by the board.
The entire board came to Barber and
Brooks. I don't have that answer. I don't have that answer, but I'll provide it to you.
Okay, because you, yeah, that's very confusing.
Yeah, I
was at the last board meeting and there was
no. But again, I don't know. I don't have that information,
plus,
but I'll.
Because that's something that's going to, I mean, it probably cost a lot of money for you to set outside here. And so.
You know, we're here trying to solve the problems too. People see attorneys and they jump on them. That's not what I'm here to do. I'm here to help out people and put gossip to laws. I mean, I know the SBA laws. They have to be based in
fact.
Okay,
wait a minute. You seem like, for you to be conducting part of this investigation, you've made several comments so far.
Right.
But you sound like you're on the one side, or you've already had.
No, that's not true.
So that I would reel that in if you're conducting a true investigation, because I'm starting to wonder who you're working for, or. You know what
board,
I'm saying? You're
board.
Making comments that's saying like, oh, you know, just like you said,
right.
Well, we found that really interesting that an employee lawyered up. Well, I mean,
well,
they
I
have
did,
their reasons.
I did find it interesting.
You know,
I don't see that.
But it sounds like you're making an implication as
no,
to one
I'm
way
not.
Or the other. So.
Just like the other witnesses were. Yeah. So, but I am not. I didn't say we don't know the factual conclusions yet. That's why. I'm holding off on making any conclusions. Right now, they're allegations, so I don't know.
Right.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you said there's been a lot of gossip and people's names have been drugged through the mud. I wish you could give me those names, because talking to Ron Barber, he mentioned two people
right.
he thought I had talked to that I never heard of. So now those two people I do want to talk to. So anything you can do to help us,
we would.
We would.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Of course.
Okay, so I guess I'd like to follow up with, you're saying this was by, first you said it was by board action, but then now you're not sure. I need to know
all right,
how that was done, and I need it in writing, because typically, if you know, if all of a sudden one of our entities is conducting an internal investigation, they would notify the Congress, I would imagine,
right,
that they would send the Speaker of the Congress a letter so that all Congress could be notified, and that hasn't taken place either. So I would like to know what date, who authorized that, and information be sent to us, because like I said,
oh, sure.
Really, we haven't been told that until just now, and if
okay,
that hadn't been done.
I'm sorry, I did not know that.
Right.
Apologize.
And it only stands to reason, well, I can't say that.
We're going to be able to finish right on time. Okay. Yeah.
One more. Okay, and then we would need to know how Barber and Marks is being compensated, and also an actual time frame, because you said sometime, maybe next week, but then there's a holdup. I mean, I'd like to be held to, because we've experienced that with this board, and we're still waiting
okay.
6 months,
8 months later for some documentation, so like I'd like to know that it's actually coming.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I will certainly.
Thank you.
Related, yes, ma'am.
Move to adjourn.
Second. Most of the second to adjourn, all in favor of that, say yes.
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 Thank you all.
Thank you.
Stand.
Thank you.